finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining us now, author of Navigating Life's Journey, which I read from today, Richard. It's always sitting on my desk, and I enjoy it very much. So thank you for joining us each week, as you always do, sir.
Thank you, John, for having us and for plugging the book.
No, I appreciate it. It's been a great joy to have sit on my desk and think of you often. So let's talk about human nature. And has it evolved or not? And if not, what difference does it make?
Well, this is something none of us ever think of, and I didn't until some time recently. And in my opinion, it forms the foundation of a lot of our opinions and how we make judgments on current events and politics. Because if we think human nature has evolved, as progressives want to sell us, we will view things one way. But if we think human nature is the same today as from the beginning of time, we'll view things another way. So it's very important for us to think about it and look for evidence which way is actually fact.
And you probably already know my answer to this. Humans are humans are humans are humans. And while we may have advanced technologically speaking, intrinsically, Richard, there's no difference from us versus Adam and Eve.
Well, that's exactly true, and the three examples I sent to you are from the Bible, and not from a theological standpoint, but if we just look at it as ancient literature,
right.
I think there are many examples that illustrate this, and Adam and Eve was the first one, because as everyone's heard the story, when they were caught eating the forbidden fruit, Eve blamed the serpent and Adam blamed Eve.
Right.
And my experience, and you probably had this the same way, when you have small children and they're playing and once somebody breaks something, you look at them and they're all pointing the finger at the other person saying, it wasn't my fault.
Right.
And that's not a trained behavior. That's an inherent behavior to avoid responsibility. We have to train ourselves to accept responsibility.
Yeah, you know, in the Christendom world, and I still think it applies whether you're a Christian or not, and I think most people would agree in this world that there is what we call sin, Richard, and you and I would call that original sin. That's exactly what happened back then, and to your point, it hasn't changed today.
No, absolutely not. And we look at stories of jealousy and envy, and it's not limited just to today's politicians, but we look back at Cain killing Abel, and Jacob stealing Esau's birthright and inheritance over jealousy and envy. And so we've seen that from the beginning of time to today. Look at how many television shows and movies have premises about jealousy and envy because it hasn't changed.
No, in fact, I'll wrap this around, make sure that we stay on topic, Richard, but when you look at the Ten Commandments, and one of those being thou shalt not covet, what God's really saying is, you know what, be happy with what you have and don't worry about what your neighbor has. I'll handle him, you handle you, we'll all be in good shape. And yet today in our world where we've got, you know, communism running rampant, which essentially says, you know, everybody's equal, everybody gets the same, but really at the end of the day what they're doing is they're coveting what the person next to them has and or belittling them because they have something that you don't have. At the end of the day, Richard, it really is all about the commandment.
Well, that is true, and it goes back to if you think human nature changes, that's the predicate for moral relativism, where people get to define their own truth, and no history is important because it doesn't apply to today's man. And when they say that the Constitution or the Bible are not accurate anymore because we've evolved and we need new rules, well, if that's the case, then that means that the rules that are made today won't apply tomorrow also.
Right.
And that creates all kinds of other issues today and the future.
Yep. Let's talk about ambition, which, again, I look at that, and you can look all the way back through history, biblically speaking or not, and see ambition in mankind. And ambition is still, fortunately, Richard, ambition is still around today because guys like you and I still have it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with ambition, depending on how you use it.
Right.
And if you bring people together and you cooperate and collaborate and you have teams and you go out and achieve great things, that's wonderful. But if you use ambition to abuse people to get what you want, that's a different issue. And the example I used was David and Bathsheba. We're here, David's the king of Israel, has everything.
Yep.
But when he sees this woman bathing on her rooftop, he has to have her so much so that he arranges to have her husband killed.
Right.
And that, to me, is the difference. And we see both types of ambitions, good and bad, today, just like it was 3,000 years ago.
Well, and I think you bring up a great point there. You know, an ambition has to be kept, just like everything else, has to be kept in check. I mean, every one of these things that we're talking about, there, you know, there's nothing wrong with looking at what your neighbor has and setting a goal and saying, you know, I'd like to have that new car in the driveway or that new boat in the driveway or whatever it happens to be. There's nothing wrong with setting a goal as long as you're not envious of the guy next door having said boat or car or whatever it happens to be.
That's absolutely correct. And so if we come to the conclusion that human nature has not changed, that's really a great place for us, because then we can look back to the wisdom of the ages in the Bible, Greek, time, the constitutional period, the Declaration, our founders. All of those people had the same human nature, and we can look and learn from their wisdom and experiences to help us going forward. And that gives us great comfort, because we're not going on a path by ourselves, which you would be if you believe human nature evolves.
And I think, you know, to your point, you can look back at the greatest leaders of all time, look at what they had for ambition, look at how they used that ambition, look at the great things they did for not only their own, you know, their own household or their own country or the world in general, and then you can also go look at the, you know, the bad dictators that were out there, or the bad individuals like the Stalins and Adolf Hitlers that used that ambition and the things we're talking about in a negative way. So, Richard, I don't think human nature has changed one iota. It's the choices that we as individuals continue to make that separate us from one another.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And the important thing is for each individual to think about what their belief is, because I think our country's divided right now, but I would bet if people would go through this exercise, the predominant number of people would believe that human nature hasn't evolved. And then if they take that forward and look at what their decisions are in politics and other areas, they may be making decisions based on a belief that human nature evolved, even though that's different than what they really deep down believe.
Yeah, and by the way, I think everything you just said, spot on. We and, you know, Winston Churchill said it best, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And, you know, we've heard that said numerous times. And the reality is, I feel like today, Richard, we're either A, not teaching history, B, not teaching it correctly, or three, we're teaching a revised history so that everything we're talking about here goes away.
Well, that's true also. And if we fail to provide the right historical knowledge, we inevitably will have a complete destruction of our civilization, the gains we've made, and we will revert back to a time far in the past and have to try to regain all of the things that we and our ancestors have made building the civilization.
Spot on. I've got some great text messages coming in, by the way, along these lines. And all of you listening, thank you so much for the text messages. I do appreciate it very much. Our text line, 307-200-8222. And Richard, the majority of folks are, I shouldn't say majority, all of them agree with what we're saying, that no, human nature has not changed. We are the same people today. Now, again, technologically speaking, and even maybe educationally speaking, we're at a different place in time. But intrinsically, how we are, how we act, how we behave, everything you just talked about, from, you know, the ambition side to the jealousy side to, you know, wanting things that we shouldn't want, avoiding responsibility, those are intrinsic things that you can look at any two-year-old and realize they're there.
Yes, and if we just take that back to the founding of the country, our founders were concerned about too much power in any one person or any small group's hands. And so they gave us this Constitution and the Declaration to protect us from that and to spread power out and divide it so that the temptation would be less for anyone to abuse power.
Yeah.
And yet since that time, people are trying to discount them and make them seem like they didn't know what they're talking about compared to what we need today, and to make the acquisition of power today and the aggregation of it in Washington paramount.
Yeah. No, you are, and that's an old saying, too. You're correct, by the way. That old saying, though, absolute power corrupts absolutely. It was true back in the beginning of time, and Richard, it's true today. It hasn't changed.
Absolutely.
It really hasn't. You know, we go back in time and look at even some of the, Caesar. You know, you go back in time and look at the pharaohs and Caesar and so on. And while there were some good leaders in Rome and there were some good leaders in Egypt, in fact, the pharaoh that was there at the time of Joseph was a very good pharaoh, but that didn't last forever because the next one got into power and realized how much power there was. And again, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And pretty soon all the children of Israel are enslaved.
Well, that's true, and we can look at secular history, biblical history. There are examples we can learn from,
yeah.
And we have that wisdom of the ages at our fingertips, and we should use that,
yes,
and learn from those examples so we don't have to make the mistakes ourselves again.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, too often we make our own mistakes, but we don't have to make all of the mistakes that we might make.
No, we can learn. I mean, that's what we, you know, that's what education is supposed to do, Richard. That's what, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other. You know, iron sharpens iron. You know, there's some great, truth in a lot of the things that you and I even talk about each week. And there's things that even you and I sharpen each other on week after week. And the reality is that's how we learn from one another, so you don't make the same stupid mistake the other guy made.
Yeah, and that's the question I ask. If hindsight's 20/20 and experience is the best teacher, why won't the people that have neither listen to the people that have both?
Amen.
Because
amen.
Wisdom's there.
I'll leave you at that. Give us one lesson or example out of navigating life's journey.
Well, I think Winston Churchill, who you quoted before, to me was probably, in my opinion, the greatest leader of the 20th century. And yes, he had his failings also, but he knew the British people, and when he led them and stood alone in 1940 on the precipice when people wanted to surrender, he had the courage to go forward because he knew Britain's thousand-year history, and he knew the ups and downs and what it took to preserve their civilization.
Yeah.
And if he had not been versed like that, he may not have had the courage to lead them at that time.
Amen. Good stuff. Richard, I enjoy having you every week. I'm sure our listeners do as well. I always get good comments from them. I appreciate all that you do, the book itself, Navigating Life's Journey. And if you want to know more about what Richard's got going on, go to the website tonight. Ann's always got great links up, or just search his name. You'll find it. It's really easy. But Richard, as always, it's a joy having you, sir. It's a pleasure to know you.
John, it's my pleasure, and likewise, and we appreciate the time on, and we say God bless America.
God bless America. Thanks, Richard, as well. We appreciate it. Have a great evening.